Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
Hello, I'm June.
And welcome to a very special nibble, which is from June's sofa.
Hello and welcome.
Do you know what I really like, Mom, is that you have got your apron on. You've sat on the sofa drinking Savvy Bee and you haven't bothered to take your Labrador apron off.
I know. I'm batch cooking and I've got stuff to do tonight. But I'll be glad I've done it tomorrow when the visitors come.
You're batch cooking because you've got a house full, haven't you?
I have, tomorrow.
Tell the Portslade crew, what are you batch cooking, June?
Well, Portslade crew, I'm going to batch cook ragu sauce. And I'm going to put some in some freezer bags for an emergency.
For what emergency?
An unexpected guest. Who might turn up knocking on my door at 9 o'clock. I've nothing to give them. The ragu.
Who would turn up at your door at 9 o'clock at night, June? You wouldn't answer the door. You'd go to bed and close the curtains.
And then I'm going to make a lasagna with it to feed about 10. And then we're going to, you said you'd help me make the fish pie.
I will help you make the fish pie.
And it's 9:15 at night and we've got a huge event tomorrow and I can't be mashing potatoes because I've got to, the dog's whining at the
door. I know, Ruby. Well, let's let her in. Come on then.
Ruby, sit. Good girl. And so we've got to get cracking on a fish pie, but I'm not going to use the creamy sauce. I'm going to use a fish stock.
Is this a Jamie Oliver?
It is. It's his family cookbook. So maybe he doesn't want to use cream because it's a midweek recipe.
What? No cream midweek for Jamie? No, he can't afford those calories. Not midweek. So you're making it with fish stock?
I'm making it with fish stock, yes. So I hope it'll be nice. But I forgot the potatoes and your father had to go all the way back to Sainsbury's, yes. Which is about 5 miles.
And what else are you making?
I've got the lasagna. Yes. We've got Nan's Yule log that she bought for the concert. But we'll just have to put ice and sugar over it. And
It's the classic.
I think I've done that. I did that before, didn't
I? Yeah, you found a Yule log and you took the robin off it, dusted it with icing sugar and called it a roulade.
I did.
And
you put
doing
a strawberry around it.
Yeah, that's it.
I've been putting a strawberry around it. Got my cream. I thought we'd have had a lot of food at the Royal Ascot Day we're putting on for the hospice tomorrow.
We should talk about this. So it is June's charity events this weekend, which is why I've come back. So you did the concert on Saturday night. How did you think it went?
It was fabulous. We had a great fundraiser and everyone was very generous, happy. It was just great, wasn't it?
It was.
Everyone loved it. It was such fun.
I did the auction and also the raffle. And just give an idea to the Portslade crew, the sort of quality items that they could win at your raffle.
Well, what could they win? They could win, there was a Les Mis DVD, wasn't
there? Yes, the DVD of the live stage performance of Les Mis.
That's absolutely right.
Yes.
There was the usual, there was whiskey.
Yeah.
A flower arrangement, which was beautiful, that my friend did.
Yes.
And lots of soap and stuff like that.
Yes.
And
DKNY man.
DKNY man. And a man came out to DKNY man.
He did. He came up.
To the whole audience.
Yes, he
was lovely.
Wait. He was lovely. But really, your Mary Berry book, June, was the crowning item of that raffle.
I was a little bit worried before that book announcement that someone was going to take my own floral arrangement from my house. You know, the flowers I rent.
Yes, now we should explain this. So on the table, as well for the raffle, there was your fake floral arrangement and somebody did try to claim it as a raffle prize.
They did, and it was just a beautiful focal point of the front of the tent, I thought, the marquee.
But why did you put the book in?
I put the book in because there was Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood at the front.
It was the Bake Off book.
It was the Bake Off book. Bought it for a friend. 3 weeks later, they announced
that they were changing the lineup and Mary Berry wouldn't be on it anymore.
Well, I couldn't give it to them. Looks like I bought it 5 years ago. So it sat in the cupboard for ages.
Yes.
And then they were reunited at my charity events. That was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm very cross because my table numbers, someone has stolen my number 4. So my plastic restaurant table numbers.
Yeah.
Someone's, and I'm sure they didn't intend to, but it's gone. And 2 years ago, I lost number 12. So your father has had to cover up the one on number 14.
Yes.
And that'll have to do. But no, it's not in the middle, which annoys me slightly. And thank heavens, we haven't got 14 tables. We've got 13. So that was a bit of luck.
That was a bit of luck, actually.
I'll have to rebuy.
You will.
You'll so annoying.
Why would anyone take your fortune?
Accidentally right. Drunk, wrapping the whole lot up, flicked it in. It's table 4. And I know who sat on it. I'm going to have to now text them all to say, have you got my number 4? And if so, can I pop round for it?
Return June's 4, no questions asked.
Yes.
So tomorrow is Royal Ascot.
Royal Ascot. The gates open at 12 o'clock. We've got a tote. We've got raffles. We've got Jo Malone to auction.
Yes. What's in your raffle? Oh, you've got the bag. You've got the designer bag.
Yes. The one that I bid for, actually. I'd had a few to drink at a British Heart Foundation dinner.
Yes.
And I bid for it. I thought I was bidding for the black one. It turned out it was the raspberry. And so that's, I'm going to bob that in.
Yeah, bob that in. You've never used it.
Well, I held the handles for a bit and looked at it, but I think I can get away with it.
Oh, yes, I think that's fair enough, yes. June. That sort of handling.
I did look in the bottom when I was checking it. There's an emery board. That was a close shave.
So did you? Have you used that bag?
No, I don't know where that emery board's come from.
It's very incriminating.
I know. I've whipped it out, but honestly, it's worth 100 quid of anyone's money.
Absolutely. And all going to charity. All going to the hospice.
The wonderful charity that's Francis House.
Good luck. Yes. Have a good Ascot tomorrow.
Thank you. A big fundraise.
Yes. And thank you so much for being on The Nibble. And we will see you on Friday for the big...
For the big ragu.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.